Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Mattis. This past week, over 5,000 farmers and ranchers from all across the nation were in New Orleans for the American Farm Bureau's 89th annual meeting. American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman said it was another successful year for the nation's largest general farming organization, but there's still much more to achieve.
We always hold this convention in January as a kickoff, really, for the coming year. We talk about all the challenges we have. We mention the successes we've had so people understand that all we have to do is get together and work hard, and we can match those successes and hopefully exceed them in 2008. And that's really what we use this convention for.
Now, one of the most talked about issues, obviously, this week was over the new farm bill that is now in the hands of the Senate and House Conference Committee before heading to the President for his approval.
We've been frustrated by the slow progress of the farm bill. We hope that the House and Senate conference work finishes up quickly, and then we get a bill the administration can consider. Secretary Connor did threaten the administration veto of the bill if it didn't have parameters that met what they thought ought to be in a farm bill. It may be that at the end of the day, we support what the conference committee comes out with. The White House vetoes it, and then we have to work to override a veto. We think there's some good provisions in both the House and the Senate bill, neither one of which are perfect. But, you know, time's passing. Farmers are planting spring crops. Crops are getting close to it, and they need to know what the rules are going to be for next year.
Stallman, who was reelected to his fifth two-year term as president, urged Farm Bureau members to become further engaged in the upcoming presidential election.
But the key for us to be successful for the future is for our members to get involved politically in these races. Whether you're Democrat, Republican, or independent, get involved. Pick the best candidate you think you can for this country and for agriculture, and then work to see if you can get them elected. And that involvement is critical if we're going to maintain a strong democracy in the United States.
Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.